Former prisoners of war and those who have received the Medal of Honor or Purple Heart are eligible. The same goes for primary caregivers and veterans who have a service-connected disability. Before, only 100% disabled veterans could get on base for shopping and recreation. The changes are due to a 2018 federal law now taking effect. Tim Heinzelman is with the 502nd Security Forces Group at JBSA. In order to get on base, he says, newly eligible veterans have to present a health identification card issued by the Department of Veterans Affairs.
They bring it to any one of the installations except Camp Bullis. They don't have their own visitor control center, but at the visitor control center, they bring that card in with them, and they can actually get registered to get access on base.
Heinzelman says JBSA expects a lot of traffic at its gates and visitor centers as the changes take effect. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.